50 Cent's house gets burglarized by some drunks. Amber Rose gets dropped from Ford Models. Lil' Kim says she'll do a song with Nicki Minaj for $7 million. And Foxy Brown stirs up new beef with Lil' Kim. But guess which actor from BET's The Game is a homosexual? Next on The Stylist Report. What it do, peoples? It's Miss Stylistic, and I'm in tune with T-Mill, giving you the deets from the streets and The Stylistic Report for Tuesday, December 21st. Are y'all ready to get into it? Y'all know I am. This morning, around 6 a.m., 50 Cent security guards notified police that there was a suspicious car in the driveway. Police hurried to the scene to find two ignorant-ass dudes up in 50's house because he left one of the doors unlocked in his 52-room mansion. Yep, they just mysteriously chose door number one and it worked. One guy was in the closet drinking up all of 50's liquor and the other one was in plain sight. I guess ready to smoke a blunt or something since they were locked up for weed possession also. First of all, who does that? When you're robbing somebody, it's very in and out. No lollygagging or none of that. So I 100% feel like this was another one of 50 Cent's PR stunts to stay relevant online and in the news. Plus, 50 Cent's guard should have secured the premises once they felt like something funny was going on. So boo, boy, bye, and find another tech to stay relevant on the internet. Kanye West's ex-boo thing, Amber Rose, just got dropped from the number one modeling agency of the motherfucking world, Craig. Ford Models New York saw the need to let Amber Rose go because now that Kanye has no use for her, neither do they. You could get into the full details on Amber Rose, Ford Models, and what Amber's doing with her life right now over at Be Stylistic. Joe. Lil' Kim just won't let this beef with Nicki Minaj end. So she went on Angie Martinez's show to pick up where Nicki left off. Lil' Kim went in on Nicki, Diddy, and a few others about a bunch of old mess that she really needs to let go. Lil' Kim is so bitter that she said someone will have to pay her $7 million to do a collabo with Nicki. Translation, bitch, never. But Kim's just doing a lot of talking right now, and she's letting her jealousy get the best of her. BeStylistic.com has the videos and full audio of Lil' Kim and Hot 97, and I just want to say, Kim, you are really too old to be worried about what a bitch says, okay? You're only supposed to be worried about the money. And every time Lil' Kim goes back at Nicki Minaj, Foxy Brown finds a way to weasel that greasy, wet and wavy weave in somewhere. This Friday, which is Christmas Eve, Foxy Brown is dropping a diss record towards Lil' Kim called Christmas Massacre. So just like how Lil' Kim jacked Nicki shine with a similar marketing tactic, Foxy thought she'd try to do the same this week. Girl, goodbye and end your rap career along with your life for this. You and Kim both need to learn how to do nails for Rochelle because it's over for you old bitter hoes. Now in DL Gay News, I got a new one you late queens can add to your list. A lot of ladies' hearts were broken over the weekend when I reported that after Hosea Sanchez, which is Malik from BET's The Game, is a homosexual, Now, this isn't the first gay encounter that I heard about with Malik, Hosea, so I wasn't surprised. I mean, if you think about it though, out of all the actors, they use him as the one to do the Down Low Gay Football episode. But the story about how one Be Stylistic reader found out this sexy actor was gay is a doozy. And you know where to get all the way into that. Okay, well, I'm going to leave on that note. Meanwhile, hit up BeStylistic.com every day to get your daily dose of celebrity news, fashion, music, relationship advice, and more. You be you, but I'm a Be Stylistic because I am Miss Stylistic. So get into it, and I will see you on Thursday. Goodbye.